小的聚会要继续上午的主题，神显现的现象。
And the topic for this afternoon will continue from the morning, and that is the phenomena of God's manifestation.
神向人显现呢，是使人很容易接受的现象。
And when God manifests himself to people, it usually can be easily acceptable.
有时候是借着大自然的现象，表示神在显现。
Sometimes it is through the natural wonders that allow man to see the manifestation of God.
现在请看胡西阿书第六章第三节。
Let's all turn to Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
胡西阿书第六章第三节。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.Verse 3, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth.
这里提到说我们都要来认识神。
So over here it says that we must all come to know God.
神的事情要让我们来明白有很多，所以我们要用心去追求。
And there are many matters of God that we need to understand, so we must pursue the knowledge of God.
在这里提到神出现的时候，好像晨光。
Here it says that God is established like the morning light.
每天早晨，我们看到太阳光，我们就可以带来有一天的希望。
And every day in the beginning dawn of the day, we will see the hope of God.
所以晨光是给人呢有希望的。
So therefore, the morning light of the first dawn brings forth a lot of hope.
那当然，晨光也是神所创造的。
And of course, this first light of the morning is being established by God.
这也表示神天天都显现的现象。
And this shows that God manifests Himself to us every single day.
那这里又提到说，好像甘雨呀。
Here it says that he comes to us like the rain.
温哥华下雨是我们觉得不陌生，因为太多。
And over here we are so used to the rain of this beautiful Vancouver.
但是下雨也是神一种显现的现象。
But also rain itself is a manifestation of God.
那有关这个雨呢？在圣经里面呢，把它阐明为圣灵降临，这种圣经章节非常多啊。
And rain itself is very symbolic in terms of the biblical meaning because it refers to the latter and the former rain.
所以圣灵降临也是神显现的一种现象。
And it means the downpour of the Holy Spirit, which is a manifestation of God.
那有关圣灵降临呢，按照圣经看起来可以分为两部分。
So in terms of the downpour of the Holy Spirit, there are two parts.
就是秋雨跟春雨，就是早雨与晚雨。
And that is the former and the latter rain, or in our terms today, the spring rain and the fall rain.
也就是说，属读时代圣灵降临，就是秋雨，就是早雨。
And that is to say, during the apostolic times, when the Holy Spirit descended, it refers to the autumn rain, that is the latter rain.
那就是要那些早期使徒呢，准备撒种，就是传福音。
And it is to allow the early apostles to know that it is a time for them to spread the seed of the gospel.
那把这个真理的根基建立起来。
So that they can establish a firm foundation of the truth.
那春雨呢？就是降下来准备要收割的。
So when the spring rain descend, it is a time for harvest.
那也就是说，我们现在所得的圣灵就是春雨，就是晚雨。
Which is to say, the Holy Spirit that we are now receiving, it refers to the Holy Spirit of the latter rain.
那这个春雨降下来成熟以后呢，就是主耶稣要再来。
So once the harvest is ripe,That is the time of the second coming of the Lord.
那主要是再来，这也是神一种显现，又有一种现象，跟现在的不太一样。
So when the Lord Jesus comes again, it will be another kind of manifestation that is very different from what we experience now.
但是降下秋雨跟春雨呢，啊，这两个部分有一点不太一样的地方。
But however, the spring rain and the autumn rain, there is a certain difference between the two kinds of rain.
我们请看撒加利亚书。
Let's all turn to Zechariah.
第十章第一节。撒加利亚书啊，圣经的啊旧约后面马拉基的前面就是撒加利亚书。
So let's all turn to Zechariah, which is the book before the last book of the Bible, Malachi.
第十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1. Zechariah, chapter 10, verse 1. Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone.
这里提到，当春雨的时候，我们要向天上的神来求雨。
So over here it says that in the time of the latter rain, we need to ask for rain from God.
也就是说，圣灵降临是主耶稣啊所应许的。
Which means that the downpour of the Holy Spirit is promised by Lord Jesus Himself.
是每个人都可以得到的。
It is the promise.Because every one of us will definitely receive the Holy Spirit.
但是要求。
But the criteria is that we must ask.
好像春雨的季节呢，到的时候，我们要向天上的神祷告，求圣灵。
And just like here, in the time of the latter rain, we must pray and ask God for Him to pour down His Holy Spirit to us.
那圣灵降临，让你体会到，你干燥的心灵就得到滋润。
So when the Holy Spirit descends upon us, the parched land of thirst of our heart will be nourished with the dewdrops.
所以圣灵有一种功能，就是要滋润干燥心灵的人，让他的心灵呢得到满足。
And this is the first function of the Holy Spirit, and it is that it will nourish the heart and the empty heart.
所以有的人得到圣灵以后呢，真的改变成一个人，成为很乐观的一个人。
So we find that very often when a person is being nourished by the Holy Spirit, they will become very joyful and also optimistic.
有的人得到圣灵以后，他的人生观啊就改变。
And very often their judgment values of this world will be turned around as well.
因为他干燥的心灵得到圣灵的滋润。
Because their heart that was very thirsty and parched is now being nourished by the Holy Spirit.
这也是表示神向这个得圣灵的人显现的一种现象。
So this is also another phenomenon of where God manifests himself to this person by giving him the Holy Spirit.
让他深深地体会到，哎呀，主耶稣与我同在，主耶稣在我这里。
So that this person can deeply experience God's abidance with him or her.
所以我们教会很多弟兄姐妹，他们对主耶稣啊不会再怀疑啊，因为呢有这种现象体会到。
And that is why, because of this very personal experience of God's abidance in your heart, no one will leave God.
在很多年前，我们教会有一个见证哦。
And many years ago, there is this testimony in our church.
这个见证我是从现在在美国有一个黄保罗执事哦。
And this testimony was heard from this Deacon Paul Wong from the U.S.
他是一个很优秀的一个工程师啊。
And he is a very excellent engineer.
那有一年呢，他到非洲那边一个地方去那边传我们教会的道理。
And there was one year where he went to Africa to preach the gospel.
那一次呢，他去把我们教会的道理传扬出去的时候，圣灵大降，很多人得到圣灵。
And so during that year when he went to preach the gospel, the Holy Spirit downpour upon the church, and many received the Holy Spirit.
那更奇妙的就是那个地区已经好几年没有下雨。
And what is more miraculous is that that whole area of Africa was experiencing famine for many years.
那一次呢，在那边祷告得圣灵的人很多，天上呢又降下大雨呀。
And so it was very miraculous. Not only did the people receive the Holy Spirit, and many of them did, but also rain poured down from the sky.
那 很多人非常高兴，有的在屋里就跑到外面让鱼来淋他们，非常快乐。
And so many of them were so overjoyed, and so a lot of them rushed out of their houses to experience the rain coming down and being drenched completely.
灵恩大降，真正的鱼也大降。
So the downpour of the Holy Spirit not only come upon them, but also in the physical sense of the word.
人的心灵得到滋润。大地也得到滋润。
So not only is were their heart being nourished, but the whole land that was parched also received rain.
使这干燥的大地能够有希望来种植农作物。
So that the land that was experiencing famine now they have the crops that can be yielded.
那更重要就是人干燥的心灵得到滋润。
But what is most important is that the parched land of their heart is now being nourished.
所以神的恩典临到，这也是神显现的一种现象。
So therefore, the blessings of God coming down upon people, that in itself is a very interesting phenomena.
那这个鱼的现象，还有一种就是水啊。那水也有借着鱼降下来，也有泉水浮上来的。
And also, when you look at the element of the water itself, it can come down from the sky, it can also gush forth from the earth.
那主耶稣在世的时候,
Now, when the Holy Spirit, when the Lord Jesus was still in the world,
谈到这个圣灵就好像水一样,
he spoke of the Holy Spirit like water.
请看约翰福音第, 第七章三十七节到三十九节。
Let's look at John chapter 7,
三十七节到三十九节。
Verse 37 to 39. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Verse 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive.For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
这里记载在犹太人一个节期的最后一天啊。
Here it says that on the last day of one of the Jewish feasts.
啊，这可能就是祝棚节哈。
Perhaps it's the feast of the tabernacles.
啊，他们要守这个节日呢七天呐。
And they have to observe 7 days of the feast.
那在这个时候，耶稣呢，就大声地说。
And at this moment in time, Jesus stood and cried out loud.
说渴渴的人可以到他这里来。
That if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink.
相信他的人要从那腹中流出活水的江河来。
And he who believes in Jesus Christ, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
耶稣讲这些话也是一种应许的话，还没有实现。
And here Jesus is again referring to a promise that is yet to come.
但很快就会实现。
But it is coming very soon.
那这里提到水呢，就是指的受圣灵。
So over here, this living water refers to receiving the Holy Spirit.
因为那时候主耶稣还没有升天，圣灵还没有降下来。
Because Lord Jesus, he was not.Yet crucified, and therefore the Holy Spirit has yet to be descended.
但是他预先告诉他的同胞啊，会得到这种福气的。
But yet over here, Jesus is giving a prophetic saying that they, that is the disciples, will receive this coming blessing.
水对现在来说有很多的功能。
And water itself carries many functions.
对人来说呢，第一个功能就是可以解渴，人渴的时候呢，喝水就可以得到喉咙得到滋润。
And for many of us, the very often times when we think of water is when we are thirsty.
有一次，主耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚城里面的一个女人在谈话喝水的问题。
And there was one time Lord Jesus struck up a conversation with this Samaritan woman by the well.
那一次的谈话是在一口井的旁边啊。
And during that conversation, it took place beside a well.
那主耶稣向这个妇人呢，在那边打水，要一点水来喝。
And so Lord Jesus saw this woman, and she was drawing water from this well, and he requested for some drink.
这个撒玛利亚妇人看到他是犹太人，不太愿意给他水喝。
And so this Samaritan woman, when she behold Lord Jesus as a Jewish man, she at first hesitated to give him water.
因为呢，有这个这个人与人之间的群结，犹太人跟撒玛利亚人不太来往。
And because of the cultural differences, there were no dealings between the Jewish and the Samaritans.
后来主耶稣就跟他谈了，说啊，你喝这个水还会渴啊，我有那个喝下去不渴的水。
Then as Lord Jesus began to talk with this lady, he told her that this water that you drink will make you thirst again, but I have something that is the living water that will never let you thirst.
就是能够真正满足人的心灵，能让人的心灵呢啊得到滋润。
And that this living water, it will allow you to be nourished forever and you will never be parched.
那一次的谈话呢，让这个撒玛利亚妇人能够接受耶稣所说的，能够来相信他。
So during that conversation, the Samaritan woman, she came to realize the importance and that she was able to accept.
又带了许多的城里面的人来认识耶稣，相信耶稣。
And she also brought many people from the city to come to know Lord Jesus and to believe in him.
所以神显现呢，这个现象有时候好像水一样的。
So therefore, when God manifests himself, he can come forth just like the living water.
所以我们教会有很多弟兄姐妹得到圣灵以后呢，啊，他这个干渴的心灵就得到滋润。
So therefore, many brothers and sisters of our church, you will experience the Holy Spirit coming forth upon you, and your heart will be filled.
那他就会体会到，哦，神向我显现，就是这种现象。
Then you will realize that this is how the real living God has manifested himself to you.
那这个水呢，有一种现象就是往下流的哦。
And also, water itself has a natural inclination to flow downward.
水不会往上流，是往下流的。
And water flows down because of gravity. It will never flow up against gravity.
这也表示一个人的心灵，一个人的态度谦虚，就容易得到圣灵的充满。
And this is also symbolic in the sense that a person's heart, when a person's heart is humble, they can also be easily satisfied.
有的人态度好像很谦虚，实际上内心有很多不服的地方。
Some people, they can be very hypocritical. They can show a very humble outside, but actually in their heart, it is pretty arrogant.
就比较困难得到圣灵，好像水来滋润他。
Then it is naturally difficult for this person to be filled with the living water.
所以圣经里面提到那些谦卑的人有福气，就是能够得到神这种恩典。
So therefore, when the Bible talks about humility, it is a true humility of the heart where you can definitely receive the Holy Spirit.
在这个彼得前书第五章第五节提到谦卑的事情。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5, it mentioned about the matters of humility.
说年轻的要顺服年长的。
And that is to say, the young people must submit to the elderly.
这也表示一种谦虚的表现。
And this kind of attitude also shows that you are humble.
然后说要彼此顺服，这也是一种谦卑的表现。
And also there should be mutual submission, that's also an expression of humility.
每个人的个性都不一样。
And of course, all of us have different personalities.
个性比较强的人不容易屈服给对方。
And people who are more arrogant, it is very hard for them to bend.
但是有一天呢，他不再那么坚持呢，就表示他渐渐谦虚下来。
And so, if you find that this person who is no longer stubborn, it shows that they have slowly humbled themselves.
这个可以借着一个人的磨练一个人的这个修养，渐渐建立起这种美德。
And of course, this person must go through many different tests so that the Lord can remove the horns of arrogance from him.
有的人本来的个性就是比较傲气。
Because some people naturally they are very prideful.
但是几次呢碰到这个不顺利以后，他会渐渐的收敛自己。
But because of their arrogant attitude, there is no place for them in this world, and slowly they will become more humble.
那在神的旨意里面呢, 往往有这种内容的安排。
And very often in the beautiful will of God, they will be trained to become more perfect.
要让一个人能够渐渐的谦虚下来。
So that a person through time, they will slowly become more humble.
啊, 来得到神的这种恩典。
So that they can receive the blessings of God.
那神显现的时候呢, 又有一种现象。
And also when God manifests himself, there's another kind of phenomena.
请看马太福音第三章十六节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章十六节。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16, Then Jesus, when he had been baptized, came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him.
这里提到耶稣接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
So over here, it speaks of Lord Jesus receiving baptism from John the Baptist.
本来他是不用洗礼, 因为他是没有罪的。
Of course, Lord Jesus is sinless. There is no need for him to receive baptism.
但是他告诉约翰要进猪般的意啊。
But he told John the Baptist that please permit this baptism so that they can fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣为了要留下这种榜样。
And that is to say, Lord Jesus wants to set down an example.
要进一般的这种义行啊, 他必须要这么做。
And permit it to be so, so that they can fulfill all righteousness.
所以施洗约翰就给他洗礼。
So therefore, John the Baptist began to baptize Lord Jesus.
那时候是在约旦河的, 里面的近地。
And that they were located at the River Jordan.
现在在基督教界里面的洗礼有好多种, 其中一种叫做点水礼。
And there are many modes of water baptism that you'll notice in many different Christian churches, and one of them is the sprinkling of water.
有的是用洒水礼啊, 用水把它洒在头上。
And some of them is to shower the water and over the heads of the members.
那我们教会的洗礼是要到, 这个活水里面的浸礼。
But for our church, we need to go to the living waters, that is like the river or the ocean, and there is full immersion of the person.
因为洗礼是受罪的洗礼, 非常重要,
because this water baptism, it allows for the remission of sins, and it is extremely important.
那主耶稣从水里上来的时候呢, 有神显现的几种现象。
And when Lord Jesus came out from the water, there are many different manifestations.
第一个现象就是他看到神的灵降下来。
And first, is that he saw the Spirit of God descending, coming down.
圣灵是看不见的。
Of course, the Holy Spirit is invisible.
那能够看见呢? 这里说仿佛鸽子降下来。
But here, he can see it, meaning that it is visible, and it looks like a dove coming down.
就是好像鸽子呢, 一只鸽子降下来一样。
And it looks like a beautiful, pure, white bird flying down from the sky.
就落在主耶稣的身上。
And that this dove alight upon Lord Jesus.
那在17节又提到说, 从天上又有声音下来。
And then another phenomenon happened in verse 17, that there is a voice coming down.
说这位人主耶稣就是天父的爱子。
And this voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
是天父真神所喜悦的。And
this is well pleased by the Heavenly Father.
那这一次神的显现呢, 有三个部分。So
over here we see the manifestation of God. This phenomenon is divided into three parts.
就是天父真神本身。First
is the Heavenly Father himself.
耶稣基督就是天父的独生子。再来就是圣灵。三种
And that the Lord Jesus, he himself is the Son of God, and third, he is the Holy Spirit, and therefore there are these three kinds of manifestation right in this phenomena.
那主耶稣也曾经说, 除了人主以外, 没有人升过天啊。
And Lord Jesus also said that other than the Son of God, no one has ascended to heavens.
那个在约翰福音里面有记载。
And this is recorded in the Gospel of John.
我现在虽然在地上, 我仍旧还是在天上。
That even though I am present in this world, I am also at the same time in the heavens above.
这就是灵界的奇妙, 灵不受时间空间的这个限制。
And that itself is natural because Jesus existed in the spiritual realm and it is not limited by space nor time.
所以神显现呢, 就有这种现象出现。
Therefore, when God manifests himself, all these phenomena are present.
那为什么有这种像鸽子, 这种意象出现呢?
And you may question, why is it that there is this interesting phenomena of a dove coming down?
鸽子呢, 它的身性比较温柔温良。
And among all the birds, the dove is a very gentle bird.
所以主耶稣在马太福音这个第十章有提到说，我们要驯良像鸽子一样。
And that is why the dove is again being mentioned in Matthew chapter 10, where Lord Jesus says that we must be as gentle as the dove.
所以有很多人读到圣灵以后呢，就渐渐渐渐比较温柔啊。
So therefore, you will see that another characteristic of a person receiving the Holy Spirit, their attitude is more gentle.
因为主耶稣本身就是一个非常柔和的人。
Because when you look at Lord Jesus himself, he is a gentleman.
那这个柔性呢，是可以学习的。
And again, this virtue of gentleness, it can be acquired, it can be learned.
请看马太福音11章29节。
Let's all turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
Matthew 11:29.
Matthew 11, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
主耶稣在这里说要我们来学习他的样式。
So over here, Lord Jesus wants us to take up the image of Christ.
他心里柔和又谦卑。
And the heart of Lord Jesus is gentle and lowly.
那这种美德可以学习。
And this kind of beautiful virtue can be acquired.
一个人一辈子都非常傲气，这个很少。
And it's hard for us to find a person who can be arrogant for his or her entire life.
有的人在年轻的时候傲气很强。
And very often you find that the younger ones are more arrogant.
但是渐渐渐渐他会改变态度。
But through the trials of life, they will slowly turn their attitude around.
有时候是环境把他磨练出来。
Sometimes the environment will test the person.
有时候是人数人。 人际之间把它磨练出来。
And sometimes through social interaction, they will also be tested.
有的人就是不认输、不服气，所以往往出大亏啊。
And very often, the arrogant ones are the foolish people because they will often fall short.
那挤出了经历以后啊，他会渐渐渐渐来修正自己。
And after they have fallen short so many times, they realize that they better learn and turn around.
所以主耶稣才说他。 心里柔和又谦卑，可以向他学习。
And that is why Lord Jesus says that he is gentle and lowly in heart, and we must learn from him.
人会互相影响。
Because naturally, we will influence one another.
基督徒的影响力很大。
And Christians have a great influence and impact in this world.
如果这里这个团体信耶稣的人占多数啊, 这个团体会越来越好。
So if this community has more Christian, then you'll find that this community will get better and better.
因为多数要影响少数呢，比较容易。
Because it's easier for the majority to influence the minority.
那当时的人就近耶稣以后啊，真的会渐渐渐渐来改变自己。
And in those days, when the people get to know Lord Jesus better, they will also slowly change themselves.
主耶稣有两个门徒是兄弟啊。 那个个性比较强。
And Lord Jesus has two disciples, and their personality is pretty strong.
就是雅各跟约翰这两个兄弟。
And that is James and John, these two brothers.
但是他们成为耶稣的门徒以后呢，就真的改变了很多。
But after they have come to know Lord Jesus, these sons of thunder, they have changed a lot.
因为受主耶稣的影响。
Because they were influenced by the Lord Jesus.
那他们呢，真正有心要向主耶稣学习。
And truly, they are sincere to change themselves.
那这也是一种神显现的一种现象。
So that in itself is also another manifestation of God.
所以圣灵能够使人比较有和平的这种气氛。
So the presence of the Holy Spirit will bring peace and harmony upon a community.
所以有的人说要建立一个基督化的家庭，让你这个家庭呢有很浓厚的基督化的气氛啊。
And that is why we often encourage members to build up a Christ-like family so that Christ, the presence of the Lord, is being present in the family itself.
让神的恩典很明显的就是在你这个家庭。
So that the blessing of God will be very obvious and present in the household.
所以神的显现有时候这种现象就好像鸽子一样。
So therefore, sometimes when God reveals himself, it is like a dove descending upon the family.
那有关我们教会呢，在聚会的时候也有曾经有人看到这种异象，就鸽子出现。
And also there are testimonies in the past where our church came together as a congregation for service and people saw visions of the Holy Spirit descending like dove.
虽然不多，但是还是有这种异象曾经出现过。
And so such a kind of vision has been heard.
所以一个得到圣灵的人，真的他的性情会渐渐改变。
So therefore, when the person has received the Holy Spirit, slowly you'll find that their nature will be changed.
因此呢，这个得圣灵是很重要的。
Therefore, it is very paramount for a person, very important for a person to receive the Holy Spirit.
再看以弗所书第一章十三节。
Let's all turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这里提到说我们相信耶稣的人。
Here it says that for those of us who trust in the Lord Jesus,
可以得到所应许的圣灵为印记。
That we will be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
得圣灵是神显现的一种现象。
And to receive the Holy Spirit, it shows a kind of manifestation of God.
那这种现象又好像一种印记、册记啊，盖下去不会改变的。
And such a kind of phenomena is also likened to a seal, where God seals you as a person with the Holy Spirit, with His Spirit.
表示这个是真的，不是假的了。
It means that you are marked out, set out as different, and that it is true, it is not false.
那这种印记呢？在实际的印记上有好几种。
And this kind of seal, it has several significance.
有一种呢，是用那个印是用铁做的，把它稍微红红，然后呢就把它盖在那个牲畜的身上，它那个疤永远不会改变的。
And in the physical sense of word, a seal can also be a kind of metal that once it's being heated up to red hot, it is being pressed upon the flesh of a person, and therefore this person will carry this tattoo for the rest of his life. It's permanent.
以前有一些支票啦，或者什么，都是用这个印记，用铁做的印，把它盖下去就，那个主张就没有办法改变的。
And also in the ancient days, where they seal some parchment of paper, they will also use an iron seal to press upon the pattern, and therefore it will stay there forever.
那现在是大部分用签名的。
And of course, inOur days today, we will use a signature instead of a permanent seal.
所以神有没有向你显现呢？你得到这种现象，你就不会怀疑。
So whether or not God manifests himself to you, you will know it when you personally experience it.
你是不是属于神的啊？你不用怀疑，因为有这种呢印记印上。
And whether you do naturally and definitely belong to God Himself, you will carry this seal, and this seal will mark you out as a child of God.
请看提摩太后书第二章十九节。
Let's all turn to 2 Timothy.
第二章十九节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Verse 19, Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
这里提到神坚固的根基已经立好，不会改变。
So over here it says that the solid foundation of God is established and it will never change.
那在根基上面说有这个印记啊，说主耶稣说谁是属我的。
And upon this solid foundation of God, there is this seal that says the Lord knows those who belong to Him.
所以我们得到圣灵充满的人是属于主耶稣的，这是永不会改变的。
So therefore, for those of us who have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, we definitely belong to the Lord Jesus, and this will never change.
有的人有时候遭遇到逆境的时候，
Some people, when they met with trials,
他会往负面方面去想，
and they will naturally become pessimistic.
是不是主耶稣离开我不跟我同在？
And they may start to question and doubt, has the Lord Jesus left me? Has he not known me anymore?
那这种负面的思想呢，不一定是正确的。
And such a negative kind of thought, it may not be correct.
主耶稣怎么会离开你？不会的。
Because of course, Lord Jesus, He will never leave us.
既然他向你显现，就好像这个印记一样，不会改变的。
And since the Lord Jesus has manifested Himself to you and given you this seal, it is permanent.
好像这个圣灵说得天国的凭据。
Just like the Holy Spirit says that you have received the guarantee of the inheritance of the heavens above.
我们请看以弗所第四章三十节。
And let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章三十节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
这里说不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Here it says to not grieve the Holy Spirit.
圣灵很有人性的。
And the Holy Spirit carries human nature as well.
但是有时候我们的言语行为呢，不太合乎神所要求的。
And sometimes our daily conduct can also fall short of the expectation of God.
那圣灵就会为我们来担心啊。
Then the Holy Spirit will start to grieve for us.
那再接下来说，因为我们是受他的印记。
And here it says that because we were sealed for the day of redemption.
虽然圣灵会为我们担心，但是不会改变的。
But even though the Holy Spirit will grieve for us, but he will never change.
这里说等候得赎的日子来到。
So here it says that when we wait for that day to come,
就是主耶稣第二次再临的时候。
That refers to the second coming of the Lord.
我们如果还活着，我们这个肉体要得赎成为灵体。
And if we were still alive on that day, then this body of flesh will be translated into a spiritual form.
这叫做主耶稣再来的时候改变升天的状况。
And that itself will be the phenomena of the second day of the Lord.
我们现在信耶稣有神儿女的这种名分。
And now we carry the sonship of Christ.
但是真正得赎是要到主耶稣再来的时候。
But the day where we truly receive this guarantee of the heavenly inheritance, it will happen when the Lord come again.
所以我们得到圣灵的人，这种主耶稣向我们显现的这现象就好像印记一样。
So therefore today when we receive the Holy Spirit, when God manifests himself to us, it is likened to this seal of the Spirit.
那这个包括得到天上一些属灵的福气。
And this also refers to us receiving heavenly blessings.
请看哥林多后书第五章第四节第五节。
Let's all turn to 2 Corinthians.
第五章第四节第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Verse 4. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by this life. Verse 5. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
这里提到这个帐篷就是指的我们的肉体。
And here it refers to this tent, and that is our physical body.
我们还带着这个肉体的时候有很多叹息劳苦的内容。
And because we carry this body of flesh, and therefore we groan and we moan, and we are reluctant to live in this world.
但是有一天，这些情形都会好，都要好像穿衣服把它脱掉。
But one day will come where we will release this heavy burden, we will be unclothed.
那就要穿上那个属灵的，主耶稣给我们的。
Then we will put on the spiritual garment, the one that comes from Lord Jesus.
为了这样呢，主耶稣不断地用道理来造就我们。
And because, in order to prepare us for this, Lord Jesus is preparing us for the truth.
让我们能够来明白这些神的真理。
So that we can come to know the profound truth of the Lord.
像我们的注目传道不断在培植我们的灵性。
And just like every resident pastor, their job is to nurture our spirit.
虽然很辛苦，但是很值得。
And even though it is very laborsome, but it is very significant.
因为有很多神的儿女得到造就。
Because many children of God will be edified.
那在这个内容里面又有圣灵为凭据。
And also within this content itself, the Holy Spirit serves as a guarantee.
那这种凭据呢，就是一种印记，不会改变的。
And once again, this guarantee is a seal of promise that will never change.
再看以弗所书第一章十四节。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14.
以弗所书第一章十四节。
Ephesians 1, verse 14. The Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
这里提到说，圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit, He is the guarantee of our heavenly inheritance.
这里所说的基业是指的属灵在天上的一种属灵的一种财产。
Here it refers to the heavenly inheritance, what we are going to get when we move to heaven.
我们在天上不是一无所有啊，还是有属灵方面的一些宝贵的东西。
And it means that when we one day go to heaven, it doesn't mean that we won't have anything, but rather we will definitely inherit some spiritual inheritance.
那这些宝贵的东西到底是什么？我也不太了解哈。
And of course, we have yet to know what kind of spiritual treasures are laid up for us up there.
很多年前，那个保罗传道说，他曾经到天上去参观过。
And many years ago, the Apostle Paul himself says that he has gone visiting the heavens above.
他所看到的、说听到的说，我没有办法讲啊，没有那种言语可以形容。
And when he came back, he says that there is no word I can find to describe.
这不是一种骗局啊，是真正的有这些内容啊。
And of course, there is definitely the heavens above, but it is beyond description.
所以我们得圣灵的人，就是神向我们显现来保证这些福气啊。
And therefore, today, when we receive the Holy Spirit, it is a guarantee to us that we will one day definitely inherit all these promises above.
让你信耶稣不会后悔的。
So that we know that we will never regret this leap of faith in believing Jesus.
让你信耶稣会感觉到是值得的，是永远可以保持的。
So that you know that you have this assurance of faith in Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以神向我们显现的有很多的现象。
So therefore, when God manifests himself to us, there are many different kinds of phenomena.
那这种现象有的是个人的，有的是团体的。
So sometimes it can come as a personal experience, sometimes it can come as a communal experience.
那下午就谈到这里。
And this is where we will conclude this afternoon.
唱赞美诗四百八十三首。
Let's sing hymn 428. 400.